If you think about putting the entire genome on a chip, the entire genome is roughly 3 billion base pairs, or the non-repetitive part of the genome is maybe 2 billion base pairs. So you might say, well, once I put 2 billion bases on there, or 2 billion different strands of DNA to detect all of those bases, isn't that sort of the limit? Well, it is if what you're trying to do is simply detect those particular sequences. Of course, there's another phenomenon in biology which is called polymorphism, and that is that individuals carry changes to their DNA. So if you want to start building variations of sequence on the chip, there's almost an endless number of questions that one might ask in terms of the different variants of DNA that you may want to detect.